So here we are. We're about to close out the 2016 spring Holy Day season. This is our last service of the last Holy Day within the spring Holy Day season. So with that in mind, I'm going to begin this message by jumping back to a passage, one scripture really, that we would ordinarily tie to the first of God's holy days, the Passover. This is a passage that may be sometimes a little bit overlooked. In this message, we're going to see how this one Passover scripture can be used today, the Feast of Pentecost, and any day really, every day, as a lesson of the Spirit. And if you like a title for this message, you can use that, A Lesson of the Spirit. So if you'd like to, go ahead and begin turning with me to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26. Now this passage will takes place in the Garden of Gethsemane after the Passover, as we know it today, had been kept by Christ and his disciples. So the bread and the wine and the foot washing had already taken place, and Christ and a few of his disciples had moved out into the garden. So we'll examine this one scripture. This scripture is Matthew chapter 26 and verse 41. Matthew 26 and verse 41. And I'll be reading today primarily from the English Standard Bible. So Matthew 26 verse 41. Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Now, I believe it's safe to say that, of course, at this time, the Holy Spirit was present with the disciples. Christ himself was there. He was teaching them. He was instructing those that he had chosen at that time to carry on his Father's work. And as we heard, you know, from the sermon this morning in John 14, 17, that, yes, definitely the Holy Spirit was present at the time. It was just not within them. So we know that the Holy Spirit was there, but yet Christ had not yet been crucified, and of course, obviously, hadn't been resurrected. He had not yet ascended to his Father, and the Holy Spirit had not yet been given to the disciples, which we know did not happen until Pentecost. So how then, you may ask, does this one little scripture relate to Pentecost? Well, fortunately, we're going to look at that. We're going to go ahead and dive into Matthew 26, verse 41, to examine the lesson Christ was giving his disciples then and the lesson that we can take away from it today. So we're going to break Matthew 26, verse 41 down into two segments. We'll basically break it in half. First, Jesus tells his disciples to watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. Now, this was not just a message for the few disciples there with Christ in the garden, but this was a message for all of us, every single one of us sitting here today. So how do we today accomplish what was so difficult for the disciples to accomplish in the garden that evening? Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. And we'll begin in verse 17. Ephesians 1, verses 17 through 19. And we'll cut into the middle of the thought here. Beginning at verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his great might. God's Holy Spirit is a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. It enlightens the eyes of our heart. It enlightens our understanding. Through the power of God's Holy Spirit, we have the ability to watch with a better understanding of what we see, both in the world around us today and in the future for what God has planned for us. We're able to see this through God's Holy Spirit in Scripture. So the Holy Spirit gives us that ability. It gives us that ability to see. It gives us the ability to watch. It reveals God's will for His called and shows us what we're expected to do. This was also pointed out in the sermon this morning. So then what about praying? What about praying to not enter into temptation? You may not even have to turn, but you might have to turn back one page to Galatians 5, verse 16. It might even be right across the page from you there. Galatians 5, verse 16, just the one verse. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. So how do we walk by the Spirit? Well, that's simple. We begin with prayer. We pray for God's Holy Spirit. We pray for His Holy Spirit to help guide us from the temptations of the world around us. We pray for God's Holy Spirit to guide us away from the things the Spirit has shown us, the things the Spirit has revealed to us as things that are desires of our flesh, that are our temptations. We do this through prayer. God's Holy Spirit opens our eyes and through the greatness of His power gives us the strength to overcome those temptations. Yet only through prayer do we have the ability to go to God, to ask God for that gift, for that help. So we see then the correlation between being able to watch and being able to pray and the need for the Holy Spirit to actually do it, to actually be able to do it the way God expects us to do so. So next, and we'll take a look at how the Spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. If you'd like to, turn with me to Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. We'll see Christ's statement, the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, expounded upon by the Apostle Paul. Romans chapter 7, beginning in verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of flesh, sold under sin. And we'll continue down in verse 18. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. So we see here that the Apostle Paul brings out basically the same exact point that Christ himself made in the garden. Our flesh is too weak. Even if our spirit, is the spirit of man, is willing, we will fail at spiritual things on our own. We'll not be able to reach the level of spiritual growth that we need to if the Holy Spirit is not with us. So without the help of God's Holy Spirit, as I said, we're merely flesh. We do not have the ability to truly keep God's law. You know, even if the spirit of man wants to follow God, without the help of God's Holy Spirit, you know, as I stated, we'll fail. We'll fail to reach that level that God wants us to reach if we don't ask for His Holy Spirit to get there. And this is what Christ was alluding to in Matthew 26, verse 41. He knew that man was weak. He knew that man could not accomplish what he wanted to do on his own. Now, without having God's Holy Spirit within them, in their weakness, the disciples at that time abandoned Christ in his times of tribulation. Now, Christ knew that this would happen. Christ knew when he quoted Matthew 26, verse 41, he knew that the disciples at that time would not be able to carry out everything they needed to. So this goes to show us that Matthew 26, verse 41 must have been recorded for future disciples as well. It must have been written and recorded for those who would eventually receive that gift of the Holy Spirit, because only then could we truly watch and pray to not enter into temptation. Fortunately, of course, God understands our frailty. He understands our weakness. You know, and He loved us in such a manner that He was willing to provide that help for us. He was willing to provide that helper in our time of weakness. And we see this in Romans chapter 8. And there again, it might just be across the page from you there. Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. Well, there you have it. We answer that, right? For we do not know what to pray as we ought. But the Spirit itself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Now note verse 26 there. Without the Holy Spirit, we don't even know how to pray properly without God's Holy Spirit. You know, Christ would have known this when he gave this lesson to the disciples in the garden. You know, our Father in heaven, through his Holy Spirit, shows us that he is not only willing, but he is able, he has the ability to help us succeed and to overcome and endure even in our prayer life. He knows that the Holy Spirit is required to do that. You know, God, through the sacrifice of his Son, Jesus Christ, and the gift of the Holy Spirit, demonstrates to us that he can intercede in our moments of weakness, in our moments of temptation, our moments of need. The disciples with Christ in the garden set a very good example for us today. Their weakness gave Christ the opportunity to teach all of us here today why we need God's Holy Spirit. The events in the garden during Christ's last Passover allow us to see the importance of the events that took place that following Pentecost, this day today. You know, the day when the Holy Spirit was poured out to the disciples at that time and will be eventually poured out to all mankind. You know, without God's Holy Spirit, we too would be just like those disciples in the garden. You know, we would lose our focus. We would give in to our weakness and our temptations, and we would flee from God. So in Matthew 26, verse 41, which is ordinarily a Passover scripture, you know, we read that Christ tells us to watch and pray that we not enter into temptation, and that the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So we should take comfort, brethren, in the fact that Christ knew then, and our Father knows now, our weakness. And he's provided us that helper in this time. The Holy Spirit displays our Father's willingness to be there in our times of trials and tribulations, moments of despair and worry and pain and uncertainty. The gift of the Holy Spirit, as we read, opens the eyes of our heart. It grants us the understanding of God's will for his call. Those who watch, which is what we're doing, those who watch and wait patiently for his plan to unfold. And all we need to do, you know, is bend our knees and bow our head and ask for that help and that strength, you know, that he has so freely granted to us. So, brethren, during his last Passover on earth, Jesus Christ gave a lesson of the Spirit to his disciples. We, here today, were his disciples. And we too have the ability to learn from that lesson, to learn and to understand through that gift that was given on that Pentecost, the gift of the Holy Spirit.